The following is a production of Gearhead Media.
All right, welcome back to the All Automotive Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Clausen, and I wanted to say thank you to you for last month's episode, the top 23 cars of, or top 25 cars of 2023, according to Car and Driver. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back to the menu and take a listen. And again, I thank you for all of your support, and I thank you for being here. So keep those questions coming in for my segment on Ask Matt. We're going to be doing that next episode. So keep those questions coming in. You know where I'm at, Facebook, at All Automotive, and also on Instagram, at All Automotive. So keep those questions coming in, and we will answer your questions. So today we got a great show lined up for you. I've got a guest, co-founder and CEO of a website called SearchTires.com. His name is Tim Schaefer. We're going to be asking him questions on what's going on with his website and how it came about and what he's all about and where he came from and all that kind of stuff. So without any further ado, Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Matt. Looking forward to it.
So, you know, I run an auto shop, and that's no secret. It's what I tell people on my podcast. And my podcast, I try to gear it towards my customers so that they have more information about where we're coming from and useful tools for them and insights on things in our industry. So when I was approached to have you on as a guest, I was really excited because, you know, I don't think anybody's ever thought of this. I mean, you know, if you're thinking about tires and how many there are and how many different sizes, and there's so much going on with tires, and I really could have an entire episode, side episodes of just tires. So what I'm trying to say to people is, and to the listeners is that your website is kind of like hotels.com or Trivago, where there's so many hotels, they bring it all together into one. And you're doing not only the tires, but you're actually kind of funneling it down to the shops as well. So Tim, tell us a little bit about what started this and where it came from.
Well, as you said yourself, you were a shop owner. I was a shop owner as well. Started, I've come up as pumping gas, changing oil.
Awesome.
Then I made it to a master tech. And then, you know, after master tech, a few years, saved some money, opened a shop, did really well, had a nice exit after about 3 years, went to work for corporate America.
Oh, good for you. yeah. I'm still the knucklehead that's still running his shop 15 years later.
Yeah. So, you know, did that for probably 10, 12 years and then got out of that, worked for private equity. I worked my way up to C-suite.
Okay.
And then opened up a group of three stores again and had them for a little over a year before I eventually sold that. The biggest thing with me is I think that, and what it's very important that people should know is that everything's 100% about people, and it's about the customer experience.
Right.
To me, it's always been. So not only in me coming up through the business, the way I came up through the business, I think is very important because when people in, they call them the ivory towers, make these decisions, they don't always think about how that affects normal daily life for regular people working in the shops.
Right.
And I was able to made that mold. And, you know, when I was the company I was at, I had the number one division for like 6 years straight. And all I did was take care of my people and travel stores. And the biggest thing was taking care of our customers. Customers, need to be, you know, of course they're valued, but you need to, first of all, take care of them in the sense of, hey, fix what their complaint is first before you're trying to sell them a bunch of other stuff.
Right, exactly.
Let's get your complaint done. So in doing all that, I come up with this thing. I'm like, well, when people shop for tires, there's so many things out there, and there's a lot of e-tailers that sell tires online. And, hey, I know that there's a spot for everybody. But for me, I'm a brick-and-mortar guy.
Right.
And I had an idea that, hey, why can't I show all the prices, mounted balance, tax, disposal out the door for the local retailers so people can buy from their local communities that employ their local people, that pay local taxes, whether it's big box or not, whether it's a little one off or five, they can all be on my site. They can all have that visibility. And then guess what? The community wins. And 99.9% of the time, it's cheaper to buy from your local retailer that you can go down and get it done today. And these are the people that support your local little league teams. They support all this stuff in your communities as well. So, and growing up in the Midwest, originally until I was 15, until I moved down here, I grew up in Indiana and Illinois, that state line.
Okay.
That's what prompted me to say, hey, I want to do something for the consumer and the communities. I want to be a big company nationwide, but local. I want to help these local guys because, and I don't want to sell anything. I want to show them that because the most important thing to me is that a lot of people, they go online and they think that they have a tire that they want to buy, but you need to talk to that professional, see what kind of driving you do. You got a four-wheel drive, a two-wheel drive. Do you need four tires? I mean, sometimes the four-wheel drives need four. So all these things factor into, I just want to be a matchmaker to get them with a retailer that they want to go to and then talk to that professional about their specific driving habits and select the best quality for the money they're going to spend. That's my goal. That's it. I'm not making money from the, I don't charge consumers nothing for this. It's all free. So.
Well, that's good. And being a shop owner myself, and we had two at one time, but we kind of dissolved that one and focused our efforts on the one, and we moved into the mecca of downtown Jackson. Well, not downtown, but we're in the busiest part of Jackson by the mall and all that kind of stuff. So, I've got Discount Tire up the road and I got Bell Tire down, three or four blocks from us. So our level of difficulty is making it, consumer friendly and bang for their buck. And then we try to place value, like you were saying, in what we're trying to sell. And if it's something you could get on to your site and like they have an idea of what kind of tire it is or what that is, this is really cool. Cause I did take some time prior to this interview and I went to your website and checked it out. And there's so many different things that come up and it's hard for us sometimes to do that, but you're right. We have to tell the customer that, well, you have a 3/4 ton truck. You need this kind of tire because you have this much weight in your vehicle and you're towing a big boy trailer that hauls a skid steer and you're a contractor. You're going through rocky, whatever they drive through. Sometimes these guys come in and it's muddy from top to bottom. So again, you're right. We have to decipher that, but funneling this all into your website is such a great idea. And I do appreciate, and one of the things that you mentioned, and I'll touch on it a little bit, is, the local community is, you're right, it's got a lot to do with how we're surviving. And, our biggest fan is word of mouth. Our biggest marketer is you. If we took care of you and you're happy with our service, you're going to tell 10 people.
We will be back after a short break.
Hey, everybody. Matt here. Wanted to take a minute to talk about our main sponsor, G-Force Automotive. Did you know that they're a certified service center through Auto Value? What does that get you, you say? Well, that gets you 3 years or 36,000-mile warranty on select repairs. Want to know more about that? Visit their website at www.gforceautomotive.net. Click on that banner that says Make an Appointment and make your appointment today. We're proud to have them on board as the main sponsor of the All Automotive Podcast. So now let's get back to it. More of the All Automotive Podcast.
Yeah. The big thing with customers, as you know, is that tires, there's UTQGs, temperature, traction ratings, dates, and all that stuff. And all that stuff's important. But at the end of the day, in my experience being in the retail tire business for years, people want to know how much, how long, and where you at. And then they want the professional to be able to explain it to them, a trusted professional, of course.
Right.
And explain it to them in layman terms on how this affects this. Just like you were saying, like that truck, that's a load range E tire for that truck. It's a 10 ply. It needs to be. I mean, these are things that need to be explained so they can understand it in layman's terms. And I think sometimes even working in big box, running a bunch of stores, there's people that order tires and get them and they're just not the tires for their car. And you have to tell them, hey, there are four tires. They will go on your car, but they're not the ones where, right. I mean, it could be an H rated when you need a Z rated tire. I mean, you know, so there's things, but again, I digress. I mean, I think there's room for everybody, but my goal is to get it back to the brick and mortar, because the brick and mortars, without them, there would be nothing. E-tailers could not exist without brick and mortars installing their tires.
Right. And especially Tire Rack, because now Tire Rack has reached out to us and other shops in town.
Yep.
I'm involved with Auto Value Certified Service Centers. So there's a number of us in town, us owners or CEOs and presidents, we get together and we talk about things like this. And this is something that I'm going to bring up in our CSC group and talk about, because, I think this could benefit not only us, but it can benefit the customer. So what does your site do as far as educating the customer? Maybe, they're on the fence, or I got a guy that can do it. And, if they're okay with them bringing in the tires or whatever the fact may be. We're not huge fans of that, but it's tires. And if we explain to them the ins and outs of the safety aspect, and if they fit their car or they fit their truck and they're not the greatest, and then we can document that and let them, that's where the legality for us gets in a little sticky, because we put your tire on, we end up being responsible for it. But talk about how your website educates people on the sizes, the plies. You mentioned load range E, and there's all kinds of stuff going on with a tire.
Yeah. So we basically, we have our catalog that they put in their year, make, model, zip code. Zip codes is usually auto found. And then it displays the tires that are for them. The only caveat to that, and with all sites, is when you don't have a vehicle and you put in a size, is then that's when a lot of the guardrails can be taken off, because it's going to show you passenger tires, E tires. It's going to show you all the tires, and it's basically by price, and it's by proximity to you. Again, we're just trying to, when you go to us, put in your make and model, it'll display the tires that go on your vehicle. You can click to call, click for directions, or click to go to their website. It's that simple. That's all the touches we want to do. We want to get you in touch with them or be able to go talk to them. And that's the only thing we want to do. Now, we do have a blog that explains some more stuff. And, it was interesting when you were talking about Tire Rack, Tire Rack and ask you this.
Right.
And I'm sure you're aware that that's Discount Tire now too, right? That's Discount Tire bought Tire Rack. So that's just more data for them too. And another thing that our site does for retailers that get on board with us is that we provide them with data in their area. And it's a lot of data that you can see what people are buying, what's the most popular tire in your area by zip code, by state, by DMA, designated market area. We provide all these data points for them and who's buying and how they're converting, how they're clicking the website, clicking the caller, all that stuff. So other than just doing that, we're providing the other services as well.
Yeah. And that's good information to know, because as a shop owner, I've got two of the biggest tire stores ever, within two blocks of me. So I'm my concern with stocking tires is I want the ones that are going to not sit up in the upstairs and gather dust. So that kind of matrix and helping us as a shop owner or a retailer, like you were saying, that to me speaks volumes, because if you're able to give me that data, say, hey, Matt, these are the top five tires in your area based on the information that we're gathering from all these other places, including our site. And that would be super helpful if that is the case. And go ahead.
Well, the beauty of that thing is that a lot of all businesses have their own sites and they get that data. However, we're agnostic. We're collecting agnostic data from everybody. So one other thing near and dear to my heart, just like you, I was my own business owner, and you need to be able to turn that tire in 30 to 60 days,
right?
Because you can't afford to keep that. You need to turn it. So having this type of data will show you what people are buying in your area. And it shows you to the T. It tells you the size, the vehicle it went on and the tire that they eventually converted on to click to call or any of that stuff. So them are interesting facts to know to optimize your inventory, because as a small business owner, we can't afford to keep $150,000, $200,000 in tread sitting on our thing. I mean, or we don't want to. Exactly. If we can optimize it, we can make it better.
No, and again, everything has increased over the last couple of years because of inflation and so forth like that. And you're right. The 30-day thing is just like the price changes. So I bought these tires at this much, and now they're this much. So is this person going to get a deal at 60 days down the road because they've been sitting up there? You betcha.
Yeah, yeah, you got that right. Got to move it.
You betcha. So you do have tools on your website, though, that tell people the P is for passenger, the LT is for light truck, and what this size is, what this aspect ratio is. Because, you know, I had a customer come in, and there was a couple of cars there for a couple of years that had the trailer tire size. Yeah. Yeah. On their vehicle. You know, he comes in with a Chevy Blazer and it happens to be the same size tire as a lot of trailer tires. And what I mean by trailer tires is, you know, your camper trailer that you pull behind your truck that's got four tires on it. Those are specifically made for trailers and have a different load range and a different setup. And he came in with those and I was just like, wait, we can't put these on because these are for a trailer. And he was like, really? It didn't say that. Yeah. So if there's some education out there, and specifically, you know, for your website, that is super helpful.
I can tell you this, in our first iteration, we did not put it up. We had it. We didn't put it up. We're getting ready to drop a new iteration within 6 weeks that is going to just blow you away. I mean, because we were basically in the alpha phase, just testing to see what it was. And we are just really marketing. We're only marketing in the Orlando area right now, Central Florida, basically. But we're nationwide. However,
a lot of people down there.
We are absolutely crushing it. We're converting over 30%. We have over 3,000 people a day on our site. And it just for Orlando area, the Central Florida area, that is huge. And then the data that we gather from it, seeing what customers want, see where they go and what they're looking for. I mean, so that's why we put together this new iteration that we're building. It's going to be much more user-friendly. It's going to have those tools that you're talking about. And then we're going to be able to scale better by spending more money on advertising, because we want to make sure that we have the right package together first. And of course we have Hotjar, which is a thing that tracks it. And then we get customer feedback and all that stuff. So we know the average customer spends 4 minutes and 18 seconds on our site, which is about what it takes to get through it. The bounce rate's only 15%, which is unheard of. I mean, rage clicks are maybe one a month. So the site is built right. We're just going to make it a little bit more user-friendly and provide more information and still get them the same things that they want, how much, how long, and where you at. I mean, that's the goal, but we can enhance it and make it better.
Right. So for me as a shop owner, it's one of those things where I need to be able to have that link to either my website or to an appointment app or a launch or my phone number. And that's something that you guys do. And when I put in, I used to have a 2015 Silverado, but upgraded to a new model. Anyway, I put in the 265, 6518, and then you're right. It did come up with all this other stuff. And I'm just like, wait, I just want to narrow it down just a little bit. And to having those tools to be able to narrow it to what I want,
yep. You
know, whether it's more aggressive or I want to do this or I want to do that, right. Or, you know, I it's a half ton truck. So do you really want to put LT tires on it? Yeah, maybe if you're towing, but
right. If you're not, probably not, but we have all those are coming and they're going to be so much easier to use in our sidebar. The filters, I mean, some of them are just going to have slide bars, like price, what your price point is, you'll be able to slide a bar. I mean, we're going to make it so user-friendly that people can just, you know, get to where they want to see, because that's all they really want, right? People don't want really, most people just want to know, hey, where's it at and how much is it? And I want to get there, like it's four steps for us, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to belabor it and try to, you know, have these pop-ups. I've never did that. There's no advertising on the site. We don't do that. We're just trying
to that too.
Really help. We're truly trying to help the consumer. Then, you know, that's what we want to do.
Yeah. And that's the ultimate purpose in life is to help everybody. And if it helps both sides, which I'm kind of seeing the benefit of helping my customers as well. And then, you know, it's going to say, hey, here's, and you know what? We don't have to get that sale. And it's not something that's super important. If I drive a customer to your website and they go, well, we went across the street, sorry. Well, okay, that happens. They, right. You know, customers are, we could talk for hours on how customers are loyal or unloyal. And, yeah. But so talk to me about this update and how long has this update been in the works? And, you know, you were saying that it's going to have all these other features. Talk about your blog though.
So the blog is basically a safety blog and it's telling them about, you know, getting ready for the summer. It tells, I mean, we have probably 30 posts on it. The best way to buy tires. I mean, what you want to look for, things you want, you know, UTQGs, you want to make sure the dates are right. You know, just basically very simply applied information. We make it a little comical because we want to engage them and make it funny.
Right.
And then also the new iteration basically is going to have the tires, more information about the tires that you're buying. It's going to have AI involved in it as well. So if you have a Honda Civic, you can click on Civic, then you just put your year and your model in and it will show you the things or the most popular tires that are selling in that area or the most popular in the US. You can do that kind of stuff. So all of this is ran with, we have a state of the art team. There's 12 of us. And a lot there, some of them are from Israel. I mean, we have probably one of the best teams, if not the best team in the world in doing this. Now we have other businesses that we've built and we've did really well with in marketing and stuff like that. And I've always been this, and I've always wanted to do this. So we're basically self-funded. We do this on our own just to help people out. We're not funded by anybody. We don't have to answer to anybody. We're just doing this as a service. And we want to make it the best that we can do. And now I'm not saying in the future someone's not going to buy it and we're not going to sell it, but I'm just saying for right now that my vision is I want to help as many customers get to brick and mortar as they can. That's what I want to do.
That's great. So we've talked about your website. We've talked about how it's going to be upgraded and what things are and your blog. Do customers, can they sign up with their email? I know everybody's trying to grab your email and market. Yep. And, you know, I signed up the other day on Jegs. I'm restoring a car, I'm restoring a truck, so I need like some parts. So I was looking for pistons and stuff for my truck, and we'll sign up with your email, and we'll give you $150 off, or sign up for this, and we'll, you know. So anyway, not that you're going to do that, but
right,
your email address, if it goes onto your website, what were you going to get that blog information kind of stuff, or what's going to happen?
Yeah, so I would be surprised. I mean, right now we do email marketing as well. That's one of our things for companies. We do them for companies. However, that being said, in this type of site, we don't want to be touching someone up every single day with four right. emails. So I think in my vision, we can have one blog a week would be on safety, an email on safety. And then if one of the retailers in the area, in that area, wants to send the specials, we'll send one for specials, but I don't foresee for the life of me. I know in my email box, just like you, we see the same thing. I'm not going to be emailing someone 10 times a day.
Right. Yeah. Well, then they want your phone number and it was just like, you've subscribed to Jegs on texting. It's like, okay, yeah. Really? Yeah. But I get it. I mean, they're majority of the time they're on, you know, they don't have any brick and mortar. It's just all, you know, send the stuff to you in the mail and you're happy when stuff comes in the mail. Or
yeah.
The UPS guy, you're on a first name basis because he's there every day.
Exactly.
I know that feeling. And all kinds of stuff for the truck.
I love plastic cars as well. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's my thing. So
there's a lot of other stuff that it's involved with tires and stuff. And we've talked about your website. So tell us what a typical Tim Schaefer day is. I mean, you know, you said you sold your tire stores and you're no longer in the business, but you're doing this now. And before we got on the show, you said you were on your call with your team in Israel and talk about what your typical day is.
Well, I'll first off start by saying us guys that are in the tire business or retail, when someone tells us they work 7 hours a day, we don't know what that sounds like. <It's> like right. What? Like part-time, you know? So we get in the habit of mostly being very detailed and we're used to putting time in. So my day pretty much starts with, I get up in the morning, I review all the KPIs from the site, reply to all my open emails for search, have a lot of emails from, you know, all walks of life, even customers, I'll reply to them. I do it myself. At this stage, I want to be as much hands-on as possible, even though we have a team to do it. If some stuff gets through to me and I see everything, if someone that goes to info@searchtires.com, I'm copied on it, because if there's something that I want to jump in and say, I want to be able to have that thing. Then I meet with the design team and discuss our future iterations, like I talked to you about. We're designing all these new pages. We're going to have millions of pages on the new site. One for every city, one for every retailer, one for every tire. I mean, it's just going to be pretty robust. And then I have a meeting with my PPC, pay-per-click and SEO teams, the CMO, and discuss strategy on keywords and SEO backlinks. A lot of sites, as you know, have a lot of backlinks, but we will, within probably 6 months, we will surpass everyone by quadruple backlinks and stuff, just because of what we do. Because we can have we're trying to promote all the retailers, all the tire sizes, all the brands, all the cities. We're going to have all that stuff. Then I meet with my develop lead, my CTO, ask him, hey, is anything broke? What broke? How did we fix it? what's the next thing? And then I meet with our data extraction team, data extraction lead, very important. Where we're pulling all of our data and making sure that it's implemented correctly. And then our AI implementations that we're doing right now. And then at the end of that, when I'm done with all that, I usually do podcasts and I schedule meetings with interested parties in search. And that's pretty much the day in the life of what I do. And I'm pretty consistent on doing that 5 days a week. Yes.
Sounds like a tough schedule. Maybe I'm glad I'm a shop owner. I get the same thing. You know, it's just like I come in the morning. I come in the back door, so I walk past all the techs. So I take my little 5 minutes with my coffee in my hand, and I do my little coffee walk. And then we talk to the service advisors and tell them good morning, and then I go and do all my other stuff and pay bills and
put out
fires and all that stuff.
That part of it's kind of funny. You know, it's funny how I've always been successful in my career, and I've always done it by leaning on my general service technicians, my technicians, my service managers, my managers. Because when you're at the heartbeat and you're getting that live input of real stuff that's happening, like it could be like, I remember once when they switched that canister oil filter way back in the day, and they're like, hey, we have to order these out every day and it costs more. We don't even stock them. And it's like stuff like that, that sometimes in the ivory towers, people don't get, but I ran like 267 stores and I was on the road all the time hitting the stores. And these are things you can find out and cut it off at the pass and make sure that it's another customer service issue at the same time. I mean, they have to tie up the bay, wait for the filter to come, then put it in, then put it back and go. So it's like that process. But that's why I always say it's 100% about people. It's, communication, when the top communicates to the divisional, and then divisional to the regional, and then the regional to the district, and then the district to the store manager, and then the manager to his team. You know how that looks when you get from here to here.
At the end of the day. Usually there's a huge disconnect between, Ivory Tower and us down here at the shop level.
And that's why you need to be, that's what's near and dear about my site. And what I do is I always want to be by the heartbeat, because I want to know what these things are. Cause then it's easier to make suggestions. I'm not saying I'm always right on everything I say, cause that's a great thing about hiring the best people. You can tell them, hey, this is what's happening. This is what I'd like to do. Well, that won't work, but we can do this. Okay. Well, I'm open to doing that.
Recently we switched our shop management system, which means, new ways to write up repair orders. And now the technicians are all involved with laptops and there's no paper, Right. We're very glad with that. And, I've got an older tech and then I've got two younger guys. And the younger guys just jumped right on it. And this older guy, I'll just buy a laptop and bring that in. I'm just like, okay. I thought he would be the hardest person. And then, just a 5 minute chat, he's just like, I'll just buy a brand new laptop. I don't care. Like, okay. Wow.
That's something, because I'm old school. I still like pen and paper.
When I started at the dealership, we were handwriting repair orders and handwriting their name and address and oil and filter and what's wrong with it. And then we had to fill out what was done and turn it in. And oh, geez, those were the days.
It was exciting back then. I really loved it. I mean, you know, when you get in our business, it's pretty exciting. And I mean, I know it's a lot of hours. It takes you away from your family, but it's just a, you know, you're really, at the end of the day, you're helping people. And if you do it the right way, it's pretty rewarding.
Yeah. And as I've gone on in my career, and I know you can probably speak volumes about this, is the connections I've made with different people. And just like this connection I'm making with you, it's just like, from now on, I can maybe shoot you an email and you can come back on and be a guest again and tell us about the new update. It's all in how you talk to people and the connections I make. I know people in the upper echelon of Dorman Products. I know people in the upper part of BBB. They make alternators and steering, you know, but just because I'm a shop owner and I get involved, it's something that is important that makes the wheels turn at my shop. And it helps if things are wrong, I can make a couple of phone calls or send out an email or something like that. So it's great to hear you talk that you were actually in the business and not just, I came up with this site. You
know, I mean? Exactly. No, I love the business and I love to help brick and mortar. That's the whole thing with me is it just, yeah.
Yeah. So getting back to your website just for a little bit here, so do shops sign up with you or is that something, how does that work?
Well, shops don't have to sign up with me. I have all the stuff that I need from them, but what they can do is we haven't done it yet because we're still testing, but we're ready to. I want to wait till the new iteration's out. And then what they can do is they can sponsor a designated market area and then have their sponsorship of their tires go to the top, just like on Google. And then they would get them, maybe we'd send a couple of emails a month for them, like two, with their specials. And Basically that's what it would get. Nothing more than that. That would be about it. And that's what I foresee. And we haven't even done it yet. So, you know, still, you know, pondering what that looks like. I mean, everybody needs to have revenue, right? We're lucky enough to be able to self-fund now. However, you know, we got to turn it into like we're helping people and it'll always be free for the consumer. But for the retailers, if they want to get involved and start advertising on our site, we would be open to it. We just want to make sure that it stays clean and it doesn't distract the customer from what they're trying to do.
No, I mean, just so that you wind up in that search, like if you're if whatever zip code you put in, there's independent garages in there as well. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. That would be for that. Obviously, I'm an independent shop owner. So, you know, and we have a big network. I mean, Auto Value and Auto Wares is a big company and we've partnered with them since, almost as long as we've been open. And it's been a great relationship. And like I said, I wouldn't change a thing is because without those guys doing what they do for bringing us the parts, we wouldn't be able to do it. And it's just like the tire guys and we're a under the mat tire store and we deal with a tire wholesaler and they, you know, do things for us that, you know, other shops that may not because we're signed up with them, if you will. So, you know, we sell three or four brands of tires that benefit us and we sell everything else, but we're not going to force you down that road. You know, there's choices. So,
yeah, for sure.
So Tim, thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate it. It sounds like a great update is coming on your website.
I'll come back and share it with you.
Yeah. Great. I appreciate you having you on the show. Thanks a lot, Tim. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right, that's going to do it for another episode of the All Automotive Podcast. I'd like to thank Tim Schaefer for taking time out of his day to talk to me today about his website called searchtires.com. Coming up in our next episode, we answer your questions in our new segment called Ask Matt. So hit us up on our social media sites at All Automotive on Facebook and Instagram. And until next time, I'm Matt Clausen saying, hey, keep that greasy side down.